Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's Friday. Yes, Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt, he's here. Jeff Hathorne, he is here for his final day of his five-day run. He's like, I don't know, Bette Midler in Vegas or something, making one of those quick five-day runs.
Little residency in the House of Colony.
Thanks to him, Jim will be back on Monday. You'll be out all next week. It'll be just Jim and I next week. Jim will be excited to drive through the snow on Monday to get here. So there's that. I'm kind of just tooling around for some stories
quick
here.
Quick aside.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
make
had
it a long aside.
Okay. I don't know if you had anything to do with it or not. I went to bed super early last night because I have this cold brewing and, we go to bed early anyway. That's just the kind of people we are because we get up at 3 a.m.
Right.
But I looked down at the kitchen table. My daughter was sitting there reading a book and she had scribbled down earlier in the day a haiku. It was about something random like volcanoes or something. But I looked at it. I was like, 5, 7, 5. She wrote a haiku.
Wow.
So, again, I don't know if you had any influence on that or not.
I don't. No, probably not. That's great, though.
I don't know what she picks up when and if she listens or when she's told about things by her friends.
That's really good. Good for her. Did you see Prince Philip was in a car crash?
I saw the headline. What?
97 years old, and he flipped his Range Rover.
Not to be insensitive to old people.
I don't know if he was driving or not. Isn't that where you're going with it?
Yeah. Like, don't you get your license taken away at a certain age?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I saw that, and it wasn't clear as if he was driving the car. However, questions were raised over the prince 5 months from his 98th birthday should still be driving. So he was.
So there you go.
So he was. The United Kingdom requires drivers older than 70 to renew their driver's license every 3 years. While the Queen is not required to have a driver's license, Prince Philip is. A royal source, high-placed royal source, said Thursday the prince has a license and follows all procedures required to keep it up to date. The source asked not to be named discussing the prince's personal life. Now, if you're the let's say you're at Duncan Manor or whatever, the equivalent of Duncan Manor.
Yeah.
Which all the people I found that gets a bad rap, by the way, the DMV, because some people in different Uncle Sam kind of places aren't real nice. The DMV I've always found to be really polite people. Honestly, I haven't
been to the DMV in forever, but yeah, I can't remember anybody being rude lately.
Change my address and things like that and get a card in the mail. But anyhow, let's say you're at the equivalent in Essex or wherever. I don't know.
Yeah. Sussex.
Yeah, in outside of London. It's Shropshire, wherever. Shropshire, something shire. And you're there, and Prince Philip's rolls in at 97. And you're like, oh, my God, that's Prince Philip. This is a big deal. Here comes 4 Range Rovers, and he's driving one of them, and they're all armored, and they got guys and everything. But he's driving one of them. Oh, man.
Is it like when Sid went to the DMV, you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's got like an appointment, so that you sneak him in the back door. But then he takes, I don't know if it's a standardized test or a written test or whatever, and you're like, say he's got to get 20, he's got to get 18 out of 20. And he's like he's on his last one.
Yeah.
And he has 17 out of 19. Are you like, hey man, it's C.
You sure you don't want to try that one again?
It's C.
Don't hit submit.
You can't be the guy that fails Prince Philip on the you gotta fudge it.
What if they administer like an actual road test and he gets the hard ass examiner? Like that happened the first time I went for the road test when I was 16.
Okay.
And the guy was a super hard ass. Like I
serious?
Somebody cut me off on right there in Bridgeville, right in front of like Great Southern Shopping Center, because you pull out of the shopping center there, you tool around the neighborhood and come back down the hill.
Right.
Some guy cut me off, and I slammed on the brakes, and he yelled at me, and he failed me. It's like, really?
You can't be serious.
Totally serious. Went back a month later, got a different examiner, passed the test, no problem.
A mutt.
So does Prince Philip get like the hard-ass examiner who's like, I'm sorry, you just didn't signal. You're following too close to the car in front of you.
Huh. Yeah, I think he gets a pushover because he's like, what if the guy's like, you know, I'm thinking about failing you. Well, I'm thinking about deporting you. Yeah. So how do you want to play this?
Yeah.
You know, because he's 98.
I know some lovely prison camps up
right.
in Scotland.
He is at the point in which he gives quite literally zero Fs.
Yeah.
That's where that guy is in life. Because even if he makes a real good run, the best run, what's he got, 5 years left? You know, so he's like, listen, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to have to be back into this place. And what if are you going to lock me up for not having a license? I'm a 98-year-old bloke.
It's his last contract extension.
Right, leave me alone. Wow, I wouldn't want to be that driver. Well,
but what the hell is he driving around for? Like, what, is he going to the corner market for some milk and eggs?
I wonder if psychologically what he has going on, not in a bad way, but if it's one of these like, I'm determined that I'm driving my own car.
I'm still in charge, damn it.
Right. Now, this guy's 98, and he's in, you know, I mean, he's an important dude. He retired from public life in, like, 2017, 65 years of service. I mean, this guy did a big thing. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's not really
rubbed
out in
elbows
public.
With Winston Churchill, for God's sake.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, literally, I'm not making that up. That's how old the dude is.
Does he need to be pushing his Rover around? What if he, like, had his Rover with the windows down with music real loud and was lean back?
He's got one burning in the cup holder.
Oh, my God.
He's got Wheezy on.
Prince Philip had, oh, my gosh. That would be good.
Yeah.
That'd be really, really good. Now, he was married to Queen Elizabeth II, right? Yeah. He's married to Queen Elizabeth II. All right. I don't know. I'm at a loss for this. I couldn't imagine coming up on that scene and you're like,
whoa.
And some dude is just a regular dude, like a 40-year-old dude, and his car's all jacked up and the guy's Rover's on its side. He climbs out and it's 97-year-old Prince Philip. What do you say? Are you like, do you alert the authorities or is he like, I got this? Or do they know he rolled his Rover? I mean,
what's he wearing, too? Because, like, I picture royalty always being buttoned up. You know what I mean? And, the official royal clothes. Or is he just chilling in, like, gym shorts and a free T-shirt?
I don't know. You know who should call him? You know who can relate to rolling a Rover? David Freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
He should call him up. Prince, I know how it feels.
Phil, it's Freezer.
Right.
Listen, you got to clean some things up, my man. I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. Anyhow, that's that. But I don't know how I would have taken it if I'd have rolled up on that wreck. Huh. I'm all for renewing your driver's license. I think you should do it no matter who you are. You don't even have to be 70. I think you should renew it every 5 years.
That's a solid call. Yeah.
Because there's people that just drive like jag-offs. I mean, bad. What, producer
you
Matt?
You think the DMV is busy now.
Here we go. Now, we have this technology, though. So much technology. You go, you just do like do it at the kiosk at the Rivers, you know? I'm okay with that.
It?
Yeah.
The kiosk at the
Put
Rivers
a steering
is
wheel
now,
on there.
Look.
Bet a game, do the thing.
Do the driver's test, buy some scratchies.
Right.
Maybe put an Amazon order in. You should be able to do anything at the kiosks at the River Sportsbook.
You think my man's worried about parallel parking? He's like, hits two cars. It's good. We got it covered.
Here's a legitimate question. How much harder is parallel parking over there for someone who's American? Think about it.
You're
sitting
on
the wrong side of the car. You're on the wrong side of the road. I don't, like, I've parked in some crazy spots on the south side back in the day and managed to parallel park, but I don't know if I could do it on the wrong side of the road like that.
I can tell you this. The car I just got rid of, the Ford Explorer that I had, I could park that in a spot made for a Yugo. Like, I was the best parallel parker in that car.
A glove.
Unreal. My wife won't, she'll just go to the garage. She doesn't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Me, it is a testosterone filled challenge.
It's a personal
that
challenge.
I have to do it. And I can. I could fit the Explorer that I used to have. I could fit it in a shoebox. I would see a place that's not even a spot on the south side. Oh, I'm good. I'm in.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I would get it. I would back and forth, mm-hmm. 39 times. I'm there. I'm good. I got it. Oh. And then right when you'd fit, the car in front of you'd pull out. Damn! But I don't know about this new car, but the one that I had, that Explorer, that was my thing.
An old buddy who was a valet at the Concordia Club up in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He could fit, I swear to God, F450 into like a compact car spot on the south side. It was amazing.
That's one thing I could always do is parallel park. The key is it's the first pull in.
Yes.
You gotta have the good it's the first pull in with a lot of things in life, actually.
I just spit water everywhere.
I mean, your life goes differently with the pull out, but it's the first pull in.
Yes.
That you gotta get that angle. You gotta hit them angles. All angles. And you're good.
This is going all kinds
of
places.
Well, no, I'm being serious. I'm just talking about parking.
No, it's just every single thing you could possibly say about parallel parking ends up being a double entendre.
You're right about that. It was kind of like that press conference, the balls press conference, a deflated balls
yes.
press conference.
Some guys like them soft.
I know.
Some guys like them hard.
That was still hilarious.
that never gets old.
They just screwed with everyone.
Well, yeah. Brady knew exactly what he was doing.
Yes. I might listen. We might hear that today.
Some guys like to juggle them.
What are you doing, Producer Matt? You've been wearing a snow hat for work. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I was trying to find Bill Belichick talking about balls, but...
I've handled dozens of balls.
The snow hat. I'm a big fan of it, wearing inside.
It's not too hot
on
your head?
No, it's not. It's cozy.
On your head. It is? It's cozy? It makes you feel good?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah, the old pullout. Are you going to wear it all weekend?
Our people didn't touch the balls.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
As long as it snows.
All right.
Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
that was amazing. That was one of the greatest American press conferences in history. I mean, it's right up there with, when they said, all nine are alive.
Yes. Great moment. Where were you for this great moment?
read my lips. No new taxes. That was so
some guys
good.
Like old balls.
Because they were just screwing with everyone in the world. Everyone was like tuned in, like, this is really serious. It was all buttoned up. How are the Patriots gonna handle this? Well, they're gonna make a bunch of ball jokes. They're gonna make a bunch of testicle jokes. How do you feel about that?
I've handled dozens of balls.
It does not get old.
Ever. And then the Rex Ryan press conference, remember that about the feet?
Yes.
I mean, it's one thing, I can't stand the Patriots. But they know that they're like whenever they know the commissioner hates them and they hate the commissioner, and they're just like, okay, F you.
You want to play? Let's play.
Jeff Schwartz joins us at 9. We talk Steelers, of course. We talk a lot of Penguins today. We talk about the draft because Mel Kiper Jr., in all his hair and all his glory, tells everyone who's going to be taken where in this upcoming NFL draft. So we just talk. It's a Friday. The snow's coming. The world's going to end. There's that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.